Today's daf is Chulin daf Mem Tes. Chulin Mem Tes, we are on Mem Ches Mabez. And again, this week's Shiurim are sponsored Lili Nishbas Yerachmiel Shimon Ben Yaakov Shammai. Yerachmiel Shimon Ben Yaakov Shammai. We thank them for the sponsorship. Okay, let us continue now on Mem Ches Mabez as we get into Trefis and we remember the line from yesterday's daf. Ein Omer Betrefos Zu Dome Lazu. We don't compare Trefos Zu Dome Lazu. Whatever Chazal tell us, the Mesorah, that's what we follow, even if it might not be logical to us, as the Gemara said yesterday, in terms of the places on the leg where it's broken, above, below, v'chulu, and that is what there is a lot of Mesorah that takes place in these sugyas. So we continue now towards the bottom, talking about needles found in the lungs and other parts of the body and other organs, as we will see, are the chashashos of nekuva, that it was there from beforehand, and then it would be the psul of nakov. But we remember what we had earlier at the beginning of the perek, towards the beginning of the perek, where we have the eight categories of trefa called dan shachat Nefesh, and the first one on the list was Nekuva. First was Nekuva, the hole, and that's the chashash that if one finds a needle, maybe it got in and it made a puncture somewhere. So a couple of lines up from the bottom. Ha'imachta dishtakech b'chaticha dekavda. There was a needle that was found in a part of the liver. Savar mar breder of Yosef lemitrefe. So mar breder of Yosef thought that it's treif, because where did it come from? And it must have made an ekev. So Amalei Ravashi, Ilu Ishtakech Mabisra Ki Agavna Havitarif Mar. If you found the needle in a piece of flesh of the animal, in basar, would that trafe it? Trafe it up? No. Would that cause it to be trafe? This is not on the list of nakuf. So there too, liver, the kaved, shouldn't be any different than any other basar. So Ela Amar Ravashi. Ravashi says, no, it depends how it is situated in the kaved. Chazina, I kupka labar, if the kupa, the blunt side of the needle, the flatter side of the needle is facing out and the pointy side is facing in, nukuve nakiva asi, so we assume then it made a hole, and that's a problem, right? Rashi, I kupa lago, imrosha ha'av, shi nukuva bo, nechba, bitocha kaved, vichuda yotze litochala behema, Rashi's saying the other side first. Rashi, that's the simpode for the second part of Rashi. V'kubal abar lachala behemo pialatocha kaved vadetz derech haveshen nechlesatchila v'nikva dakin. So surely it made a hole if the outside is the blood. It didn't come out that way. It wouldn't have come out blunt side first. So therefore, it is treif. Nekuvi nakiva asi. Ikupa lago, if the blood side is on the inside, and again, there's different pshatim in the mefarshim exactly what it means, but sepona nakiva asi, so we assume it just came down the pipes from the inside and it was able to get through. That's what sepona always means. It was able to get through without making the animal a trefa. Vahani mili ba limta, and this is only by a olim, by a larger needle where the head could not have pierced the organ, right? With the blunt side. Aval ketinta, loshta kuba lagov, loshta kuba labar, nukuvi nakiv asi. Right? If it's the type of needle that even the blunt side is a little sharp and small and could have pierced, so then you don't know which direction it came from and you have to be choshesh that there was a nekev. Good. Umayshna asked the Gemara, mimachat shenimseis ba'ovi beisachosos. Why is this different than a needle that we'll see better more on tomorrow's daf, that is found in the ovi beis hakosos, right? One of the parts of the stomachs of the animal that we say it is not a problem, except if it's, went all the way through. Mitzad echad kshera, mishnei tzadin trefa. If it's only on the inside and it didn't pierce through, then it's still kosher. But mishnei tzadin trefa, only if it went all the way through. Velo amrinan lechzi ikupa labar ikupa lago. And there we don't say, well, let's see which side it's facing, which direction it is. Doesn't matter, right? It depends if it went through or not. So the Gemara answers, there is different. Amri Hasam, like we just said, you can't compare trefis, you can't compare. There is other parts, factors in the animal right there. Amri Hasam, Kivan Dika, Ochlim Umashkim, Eichma Ochlim Umashkim Dachku. There's food, there's drink, there's a lot of other, items that are in the stomachs of the animal, and therefore that could cause more pressure. And the pressure could push it through, even if it's on the blunt side. So it doesn't matter which way it went through. If it punctured both directions, both sides, so then you have to be choshes for trefa, even if in other parts of the animal, we wouldn't consider that to be a trefa. Good. Hahu machta. Dishtakech b'simpuna rabba dekavda. Right, there was a needle. Must have been very common because there's a lot of cases like that here in these dafim of Elu Trefus. So it was a needle that was found in the blood vessels of the Sipota Rabba Dekavda, of the liver. Huna marbreder of Idi Tarif, Rav Ade Bar Ben Yomi Machshir, Machlokes, Asua L'Shailu L'Ravina, Amalu Shkilu Glima T'Trufai. The kid, the Ravina, and he said, take the coat of the one that said Treif, because they were wrong, and therefore they have to pay for it, and it was a toas, and they have to be Machshir, and the animal wasn't there anymore, so therefore, they have to pay for it. The Mefarshim here discuss what the Mefarshim discussed earlier a few days ago with Daf Mandal, and maybe we'll add one or two sources to what we discussed then, and that is the sugya of Chacham Sha'asar, whether a Chacham Acher Bala Hatiro, whether another Chacham can be matured afterwards, and whether someone can ask another Chacham. Right, is the issue more on the Chacham giving another psak, or on the questioner going to ask another psak? Again, we discussed this back on Daf Mandal on my base, where the Gemara mentioned the Beferish there. Chacham Shatime Ein Chaveir Rashay L'Tayer, Asar Ein Chaveir Rashay L'Hatir. So there were no limitations given in that sugya. And many various Rishonim, and the Mefarshim there did not quote any limitations. Right? Tosfos earlier, Daf Mem Daled Amud Beis, said, what happened there? Maybe we didn't go into this Tosfos fully then. Maybe they were both in the Beis Medrash. Remember, Tosfos there quoted this Gemara right here. Look back at that Tosfos, because we didn't get to read it last time. The Gemara there quoted a couple of sources that seem to say that once a rabbi says a certain psak, another rabbi can say that gives his own psak. So Tosfos Mem Daled Amud Beis, the kivan da agamrei samach rasher lahatir masha asa lechaveiro. So there is a daya that if somebody has a misora, if I have a misora about what the halacha is from my rebbeim, so that even if a different rav had already given his psak, I might be able to give my own. V'chi amar de'ein chaveiro rasher lahatir hainu misvara. If I want to say my own logic, a different rav already gave his. No, that's not allowed. V'chulu, and that was one day that Tosfos quotes. And then Tosfos quotes our Gemara. V'yehi uvda de lakamad demachat shenimseis b'simponet dekavda. How was it that someone else gave a psak? Shema hayu shneim bebeis hamedrash. V'nishal ha'shelo lefneim l'shneim. Who says in our Gemara that there was the case was of Huna Marbreder of Idi and then Adar Bar Ben Yomi? Maybe they were together. Maybe it was a discussion in the Beis Medrash. And the question came to both of them, and they were saying their opinions. Inami lo yada sha'asa chaveira. Or maybe the one who matur did not know that his friend, his colleague had already asered. Either way, the end of Tosfos doesn't seem to have any limitations. And if you look in the Piskei Tosfos, at the end of every Masechta are the maskanas of the Tosfos in from the Masechta, right before the Rosh. So if you look in the Piskei Tosfos here on this daf, Os, where is the line? Os kufchavav, chacham sha'asar, ein chaveira rashoi lahatir, afilu l'smocha gamrei. Right, so Tosfos paskins against that deya that he had quoted. Tosfos says, once a chacham is oser, then his chali cannot be matarit, even if he has a misora, otherwise. But this piece of meat is not allowed to be matarit. Right? That's really a machlokas rishonim. If you look in Tosfos, in Nida, on Daf Chaf, the other place where this sugya comes up, Tosfos quotes the deya of relying on your misora, and then he also quotes another daya, v'yesh lomar tekpeda lo have ashoel ela achacham, aval hashoel yishal kol ma sheyirtze demitokach yedaktiku bedavar upa'amim sharishon tova yetsi davar laora. Sometimes if the issue is the chacham, right, giving a different psak, but the shoel, again, as long as the shoel is not doing it just because they're kula shopping, but the shoel is doing it because they are really not sure of this, or they have another svara, or they, whatever the case may be, so then there is more flexibility. And this is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch discusses this in Yaradeya, in Reish Mem Beis. There are a number of long simon there about Kvod Rabbo in Reish Mem Beis. So all the way towards the end of the simon, again, there are differences between your Rebbe and a Rebbe Muvuk, and Psak, and Kavod, and Ema. So towards the end of that simon, says the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Lamed Aleph, quotes a number of deyos. First, the Shulchan Aruch says, Kol tamar chacham she deyosam mechuvanos, eina medaber b'fnei misha gadim meno b'chacham, av b'shalo lama meno klum. Fine, the Ramah says, V'ein la'adam lahoros ad arboim shana. Where does that come from? Right? A posek should be 40 years old. Adar Boim Shana. The Mepharshim discuss where does that come from. The Shachir discusses what the source for that is. Mashma Boim Shana Mishanolad. B'chei Pirish Rashi V'ranav. Al-Tosfas Desot Depirish Mishana Shehizcha Lilmod Adar Boim Shana V'ol Mishana Shanolad. You start from when you started learning or from when you were born. 40 years old or 40 years in Torah. Boim Shana. Im Yesh Gadol Mimeno Be'ir Avo Be'ishena Rabo. Chacham, and then the Ramah quotes our sugya now. Chacham she'asar ein chavero rashoi lahatir. A chacham that asered, his friend cannot paskin against. But the Shah quotes, shekfar chala ho ra'aso. That means if there was already a psak, if they're both at the Beis Medrash talking about something, you're allowed to talk about it. That's masu maton in any discussion. But once it was chal, so then his friend cannot aser. But then the Ramah quotes all of the different limitations that the Rishonim have. Mishikol hadas. Avalam yeshlo kabbalah sheta'ah, o sheta'ah bidvar mishnah, yuchala hatir. It's one day of the Ran and Avodah Zarah, that if he has a kabbalah or he was to'ah on something obvious. Ve'afilu in to'ah b'shikol hadas. And even if he was to'ah b'shikol hadas, which we said he's generally you're not allowed to, yochol lisav litinim amore achiyachzevo. You could discuss it with the first rabbi. You could ask him. You could question. Right? That's not giving a psak. You're just questioning the psak. V'chein ein, and therefore, because the second rabbi could speak to the first rabbi about it, then the issue isn't with the questioner. The questioner is just asking about the original psak. The issue is with the chacham. Lachain ain iser lishol l'sheni uvelvashe yodia oso shekvar hora harishon lasser. You have to be honest. V'yafilum hitra harishon v'kvar chol haraso ain l'sheni lasser mikoch shekol adas. V'kol zeba oso hara atzma avo b'maisa acher pshita shiachol laharas mashiner elav. If it's a similar question, but it's not the actual same case, then they can right. And this relates to, as we said then, the Chalokas Rishonim, what exactly is the root issue? A lot of these limitations are based on the chakira of whether it is based on kavod arav, that's the simple interpretation, or something more, something like shavi anafshe chaticha di yisura, that once a rav paskas about a certain meat that is aser, you know, then it has the status of iser. Again, if this rav was someone who has the authority to give a daya, so it could be that piece of meat, that's what the Ramah says at the end. If it's the same exact case but a different piece of meat, it could be that it's okay, because that meat did not have a shavi anafshe on it. Again, there's a lot of achronim and piskei tshuvas on this, but we'll leave that for now. Let's continue. Says the Gemara now. Hahi kashisa. There was a date pit. The ishtaka pamara that was found in the gallbladder. Amar Avashi. Ki avinim be Rav Kahana. Amar. When I was by Rav Kahana, he said, Vadai simpuna denakad vasi. Simpuna came in through one of the pipes, and it was not, we don't have to be choshesh that it caused a nekev. Af agav de lo kanafka. Even though right now, it would be difficult to get out. It won't go out from where it went in. So don't you have to assume that it came in from a place where it shouldn't have come in, and therefore it has a nekev? No. Mirbal huderavile. No, maybe from the animal's movements over and over and over again, even though you can't like push it in now, but from the animal's movements up and down and back and forth, so maybe it got in that way. And therefore not to be choshesh. Rashi. Al yidei ni'anua. She ni'ana ha-behema ba'alichasa. Yomim rabim. Right? Many days the animal walks and sometimes things could move. Nichnasa tamid ma'at ma'at. B'makum dachuk. She'en yichol achshav latzeis. It can't get out, but it got in because of the animal's movements, and therefore it is okay. Rashi quotes the Lashon of Mirbal from Lashon of Kfara. Sheminanim osal, like a sieve that you shake around in order for the dirt to get through. So to the animal. Shakes around, and that way, we could be mako. Vahani mili de diklan, this is only the date pit of a pit of a date. Aval de zesa mivzabaza. But an olive pit is sharper, right? It's sharper like a needle, Rashi says, and therefore, you have to be more choshesh. It's, sharper corners. Again, different, we don't just say all pits are the same. We have to look at each and every one and know what the halacha is and know, in Hilchos Shreifos, just like in Hilchos Shabbos, right? There are pits and there are pits. Do the pits have any use or not? In terms of muksa, again, every pit has different halachas. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Lama nikra shma reya. Why are the lungs called reya? Shemeira es ha'enayim. Right? It's good for the eyes. good for the eyes. There are different chazals that tell us different things that are good for the eyes. So here it says, eating the lungs are good for the eyes. Iboy luhu, la'achila o al yedei simanim. Is it eating it plain, actually, or only like processed, or with simanim, you mix it up with certain other ingredients, so that's how it's good, but it's not plain. So tashma, Rav Huna bar Yehuda. I think Gemara is trying to find a tashma to give us health instructions. Right, to find out which is good. Damar Rav Huna bar Yehuda, avza bazuza v'reya dida barba. There's a brisa. If you want to buy a goose for a zuz. But the lung of a goose, pay 4 zuz for that. So ask the Gemara. Well, who's the chacham here? So just spend the 1 zuz on the whole goose, and then you have the lung inside of it. If we're talking about it's plain, so linka bezuz v'lecho, just take 1 zuz and buy the whole goose. Obviously, if it's 4 zuz for the lung, so then it must be not by itself. Eli de simanim, must be with simanim, and therefore, that's why this brisa makes sense. So the whole goose is 1, but 4 is the ready to eat and good for the health would be with all of the other ingredients. The minaf gamina, as I just pointed out, well, this is just a tashma to try to find out what's good for our health. So I saw in the Shem Sina Balacha quotes one of the achronim, the Nezer HaKodesh, who quotes as a halachic nafgamina. Halachic nafgamina. What's the halachic nafgamina? If the reya atzma is good la'achila, it's me'ira te'inayim, then we would call it a chaticha ru'uya l'skabed. We would call it a chashuv piece of meat, and it would not be subject to bittul, as the Shulchan Aruch says, as we'll read in a second. But if it's only not itself, but only with others, so then it's not chaticha ru'uya l'skabed, it's bas bittul. It's only when it's mixed in with other ingredients, and therefore it would not be called a chaticha ru'uya l'skabed, a piece of meat that one is ra'uy to give as to a special guest. Bezram, that we'll talk about these sugis later on in the Masechta, and therefore it would be subject to bittul, right? And it would be similar to what the Shulchan Aruch says here in Yaradei Asimin Kuf Aleph. If something is ru'uyel is kabed only because of an external factor, it got tam from somewhere else, that would not be called a techaticha haru'uya l'izkabit. So that is the nafgamina that the Nezer HaKodesh comes up with. That's what the Shulchan Aruch discusses, a simin kuf aleph. Right? This is the simanim about items that are not batal, pashas midrabanan. Pashas midrabanan. But all the different items that are not batal. Simin kuf is about birya, a whole item that might not be batal. Again, even if it's tiny, even if it's less than shishim even. For sure less than rope. And Kuf Aleph is Ru'uya L'Skabed, and Kuf Beis is Davar Sheish L'Matirin. Right, this whole section here is all about the items that are not the batal. So the Shulchan Aruch there says, in Kuf Aleph, Chaticha Ru'uya L'Skabed, Dina Kabirya. Because it's a chashav, even though it's a chashav steak, but it's not a whole item, but still, it has the status of birya, da'afilu be'elef lo batla, even in 1,000 it's not batal, v'afilu mi asura bahana. Because that is what we hold. And then the Rav Shulchan Aruch says exactly what we were just talking about. If it itself is, the Isser flows from within and it's mechubad because of it itself. Kigon nevela, ubasar b'chalav, right, a piece of basar b'chalav. It is by itself. The Shach has a, what do you mean, basar b'chalav? That's not by itself, that's coming together. The Shach says, no, that's the point. Kivan, to call chad ba'api nafshe shari, ba'ayde chiburan yachad ne'esru, chazar akol lios kaguf echad. So obviously it's a new item, because by itself, it's mutter. Right, and together it is also, so it must be there's a new item here, and that's enough to be called chaticha ru'uya l'skabed. That is the, Bas v'chalav. Aval im ne'esra machmas shekibla tam me'isur v'lo haya bashishim levatzlo afilu misha sover chaticha atzman asa devela ein la din chaticha ru'uya l'skabed. That's not chaticha ru'uya l'skabed because it's not an isur that it's ru'uya l'skabed. It's a piece of kosher steak that got trayed from somewhere else that makes a ru'uya l'skabed isur, and therefore that would not be a case that would be usser and not batal. There's a big taz here that discusses that. But again, that's even basar b'chalav is ru'uya l'skabed. That's not called machmas davar acher, because once it came together, in itself is something new, right? That's what the Gemara calls a chiddush, right? We had that earlier in this Masechta, right? We had the chiddush. What was the chiddush earlier in this Masechta? Right? Remember, chiddush is Tosfos Yevamos Daf Zayin, something that breaks the rules, right? Davar hasoser es haklal. That's the definition of chiddush. Because after all, everything in the Torah is a chiddush. We wouldn't have known it without the Torah telling us what shot. That's not a good example. Since it's filled with every mitzvah, we wouldn't have known misvara. Chiddush is something that goes against the klal. So basa v'chalav is one of those that the Gemara says right here. We had earlier in the Masechta, tumas nevelas of tahar. Right, nevelas of tahar. It goes against the rules, right? It's, if you touch it, it's not a problem. It's only if it's in the mouth. Right, it's it makes you tame. That's unusual. Right, so that's the chiddush. Motzi shemra is called a chiddush because there's two punishments. Edom zomin is called a chiddush. My chazis to smoke a honey. Right, a couple of items in halacha that are called a chiddush because it goes against the general rules. The rest of the system of the Torah. Okay, let's continue. So that is anaf gemina la halacha that it's not just about whether something is healthful or not. In kava reya, continuing. Hecha de mimashbisha yadi de tafcha. Talinan o lo talinan. What happens if one notices a nekev, a puncture in the lung, exactly where the shochet would have picked it up? So can we assume that this nekev came afterwards from the shochet's hands? Or do we have to assume that it was there beforehand? Talinan lo talinan. Rav Ada bar Nosson amar talinan. Marzutra talinan lakula. Marzutra v'rei derav mari amar lo talinan. No, not tol of hilchasa talinan. Amar of Shmuel b'rei derav yabi avo. Abba mireishi kali derav from have. My father was one of the heads of the kala of Raphram. Kala from Yarche Kala, right? When all the rabbis got together and one rav spoke and the other rabbis were mashmia, like his microphones, and he says, my father was one of those rabbanim. The Amar, and he said, and that shows how chashav he is, the Amar Talinan, and he said, you can be Mekel Talinan. Amrua Kamelu Hadamar Zutra, Breder Amari, Velo Kibla. He heard this and he was not Makabel. Amar Misharshi, Kavasi Davua, Da'aba, Mistavra. Right, I think it makes sense. Taha Talinan Bezeev, because we had earlier. Remember, if a Zeev steals Bnei Me'ayim and it comes back and it has holes, the anachoshesh, if it came from afterwards or not, because you could be told there by Zeev that it happened afterwards. So to here, we can be told. Good. Murna. What's a murna? A murna is a worm. So what's the issue here? Rashi. Tolas, fifth wide line. Tolas hayotzeis min harev anikva. A worm that comes out of the lungs. So pligi bar of Yosef bar dusoy bar abanan. So what's the issue? It came out of the lungs after Shechita. So can we be choshes that it only punctured the lungs after Shechita, and while it was in the animal, it was stayed inside, and it didn't puncture anything? Or do we have to say maybe it punctured it before Shechita? So Chadamar kodem Shechita parish, the Chadamar la'acha Shechita parish, the Hilchasa la'acha Shechita parish. And the halacha is that you can be mekel and say it was la'acha Shechita. Why? So the Beis Yosef here says in Simen Lamed Vav, two days. Shlefisha anu omrim shekishehergisha hatolaas shechom hativi afes bimosa behema daka lates v'nikva levakish chamimus. Maybe worms like it. It's nice and warm inside the lungs of an animal, so it stayed there the whole time as long as the animal was alive. But once the animal died and was shechted, so that's where it started getting out because it's not warm anymore. Right, you lose the chamimus of the animal, so maybe that's why we could be talina lekula, that it only came out afterwards. Or efshar lomar shebaoda behema chaya I efshar letolas linkov mitoch tirdas hareya shemara chefes tamid b'li hefzik. The lungs are constantly breathing and moving, and the worm wouldn't have the strength to get out against the power of the lung of the animal. But after the animal dies, so then it can get out. So that's what two svaras the Beis Yosef gives in the name of the Kolbo here in Yeridea Simon Lamed Vav, why we would be able to be Tola. And again, keep in mind that it's the Rishonim say that the Tzliya is enough. Is it Betoras Vade? Is it Betoras Safik? It has to be at least a Betoras some type of Vadai if we're being Mekel to be able to eat it. So that's what the Lashon of the Rambam also is in Zion Tesvav. Good. So that's by the worm. Two dots. Rav Shimon Omar Ashen Tinakev. So if we get back to the Mishnah all the way at the beginning of our perek, daf mem beis. So we had Rabbi Shimon Shita. The Mishnah, the Tanakama said, a ray of the lung that was punctured, nikva o shachaseira, or it's lacking. Rabbi Shimon said it has to go all the way through. Acha tinakev lebeis hasimponos. It goes all, the hole goes all the way through. So Amar Abba Tachlifa, Amar Yirmi Ba'aba, acha tinakev lesimpon gadol. Until it goes into the major, the bit large, simpon, the bronchi. Yosef Rav Acha bar Abba kamed Rav Huna, Yosef Ka Amar, Amar Rebbe Meloch. Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, halacha Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Meloch says in the name of Rabbi Shua ben Levi, the halacha like Rabbi Shimon, that it's not a treifa until it gets, the hole goes all the way in. Amar Le Meloch, Arava Kamrit, are you talking about the Rabbi Meloch from Arabia? Kamrit, ain't halacha Rabbi Shimon Kamar. I heard a different Masara. I heard he said the halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon. So, which is it? What did he say? Kisolag Rabbi Zera, when Rabbi Zera went up to Eretz Yisrael, which we'll remember that story in a minute, Ashkeche, Rabbi the Yosef Akamar, when he went up and he heard Rabbi Bibi saying, Amr Rabbi Meloch, Rabbi Shimon Levi, Halacha Rabbi Shimon, Amr Lei, Chai Demar, I swear, Da'anov, Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, Rav Asi, all three of us, Ikle'inan La'asrei Rabbi Meloch, we went to the place of Rabbi Meloch, the Amri Lei, I Amr Ma'alach Rabbi Shimon, and we asked him, did you say that Halacha is like Rabbi Shimon, which is a big kula? The Amr Lan, ain't Halacha Rabbi Shimon I'm reading. No, I said that Halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon. V'yat Ma'biyotcha, why, what have you heard? Amar Lei, Hachi Rabbi Yisrael Bar Ami Rabbi Shimon Ben Levi, Halacha Rabbi Shimon. So it's a whole question about the Masorah, what the Halacha is like, and the Gemara ends off by saying, the Ein Halacha Rabbi Shimon. Right, we don't pass on like Rabbi Shimon. Rashi says, Ein Halacha Rabbi Shimon, fourth to last line in Rashi, Gemara Kapasikla. The Gemara is Pasiklin, Gemara Kapasikla. Ubi Yeshiva Ha'achrona, Nifsaku Halachos Halalu, Hapsukos, Stam Bigemara. That's an interesting Shas Rashi. Right, Rashi is saying, when they got together at the end of the Stimas HaGemara, they got together and paskined about certain cases, and this is one of those cases that they got together, when the Gemara says, Stama de Gemara, Halacha Rein Halacha, it's from that get together. Again, it'll be Yeshiva Achrona. In this later Yeshiva, the Halachas were paskined, and in that way, that is why we know the Halacha, the Misora. Okay, so that is issue of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Zera, as the Gemara refers to here, when Zera went up to Eretz Yisrael, we know that's there was a lot of controversy by that when he went up to Eretz Yisrael. When Rabbi Zera made Aliyah, right, he was Rav Zera in Bavel. When he went up to Eretz Yisrael, he became Rabbi Zera, right? His Rebbe, one of his Rebbeim, didn't want him to go. That's the Gemara in Ksubis, Anaf Kuf Yud, where the Gemara says, Rabbi Zera, havi mishtamit minei de Rav Yehuda, de boy lamesak la Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Zera wanted to make Aliyah, and he didn't want his Rebbe to know about it, because Rabbi Yehuda argued. Damar Rabbi Yehuda called all of me Bavel Eretz Yisrael. All over by say, you can't leave Bavel. Right? Dafka Bavel, that's what he held. Right? You can't leave Bavel. Right? Shenemar Bavel Yuvo v'shama Yiyu ad Yom Pakti Osam. Nu Mashem. Right? He quotes the Pasuk in Yirmiyah. Rabbi Zera says, Ha'ubah Klisharis, because Rabbi Zera holds that that Pasuk in Yirmiyah is not talking about people, it's talking about the Klisharis. We'll go to Bavel and won't come back to Hashem. Says there'll be a Beis Hamikdash. That's not talking about people. And then Rav Yehuda says, no, Krach Rina, right? Rav Yehuda says the Gemara held the famous discussion of the Shalosh Shavuos based on the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim. Hishbati Eschem, Benot Yushalayim, Bitzvakos, Abayelos HaSadeh, V'chulu. And Rav Zera says, no, that doesn't mean on a personal level. That's Shalo Yalu Bachoma, not good to go up en masse. As Rashi says, Yachad B'yad Chazakah. And the Gemara goes through the discussion between Rabbi Zera and Rabbi Yehuda. But that's the famous Gemara of the Shalosh Shavuos, which is clearly a Agadic context. Again, there's been many Mefarshim that have discussed this in the past. Right? The Megillas Esther made this Shalosh Shavuos famous. Right? Maybe it wasn't as famous. Maybe everybody, if you knew Gemara, you knew Gemara. But the Megillas Esther on the Rambam made the Shalosh Shavuos famous in defending the Rambam in his view against the Ramban. The Ramban, who counts the mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael as a separate mitzvah, and he gets upset at the Rambam that does not count it. The Megillas Esther says, oh, I know why the Rambam doesn't count it, because it doesn't apply b'zman hazeh, says the Megillas Esther, because of Rav Yehuda the Amora, because of the Shalosh Shavuos. Right? That's the Megillas Esther in the Sefer HaMitzvos, defending the Rambam against the attacks of the Ramban in Mitzvah Dalet. In the Mitzvah Dalet, the fourth mitzvah that was added on by the Ramban. Let me just find the Lashon. V'nira li shema shalom mana harav, says the Megillas Esther. We've read the Ramban many times. The Ramban that said there are many aspects to the mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael. L'fisha mitzvah Yerushas Aretz v'shivasa lo naga rak bimei Moshe v'yoshua v'david. The chol's man shelo galu me'artzam, aval acher shegalu me'alad masam, ein mitzvah zinu heges ladoros. Mitzvah not noeg ladoros. So what's the Gemara in Shas that he quotes to show that it's not noeg ladoros? This Gemara in Ksubis Kufir Aleph, ki ad rabbe nitztaveinu lefi mash amru b'sof Ksubis, shelo nimra b'umos alecha zechwej deres b'chazaka, v'chulu. That's the Gemara that he quotes. Right, which is fascinating, because that's Gemara. First of all, Rabbi Zeira argues on Rabbi Yehuda in that Gemara. Number two, that's an Agadah Gemara. 10 other issues as well. The Meshech Chachma has a letter where he says, well, Bizman Hazeh, after the Balfour Declaration, Sar Pachad HaShvuos, that's not called Shalo Yalu Bachoma. Any other suggestions given, not to go into all of them. But it's clear, came out all of the poskim, except the Vayol Moshe, except the Lubavitcher, the Satmar Rebbe, besides him, who follows the Megillah Esther, came out all the other poskim say it can't be. That the Rambam doesn't count it is clear from many Rambams. That the Rambam quotes that the mitzvah of Isha Veris Yisrael is noeg bizman hazeh. He quotes the halachas of Amir La'akum on Shabbos, and he quotes the sugyas of ksuba going to Eretz Yisrael, where they have to pay the ksuba, the wife, the husband, an eved wants to go to Eretz Yisrael. It's clear for many halachas that the Rambam counts it. So there are many other suggestions why the Rambam does not count it as a separate mitzvah. As there are many examples of the Rambam not counting something as a separate mitzvah. Birchas HaTorah, he does not count as a separate mitzvah. Does he say that's not a mitzvah? No, it's a minyan mitzvahs machlokes. The Rambam doesn't count eating Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim. Right, well, it's not a mitzvah to eat Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim. There is a mitzvah, right? There's eating Shemitas, Peros Shemitah. Many of these machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban, and many mefarshim give different pshatim which mitzvah the Rambam includes it in. Just to mention one out of five or six that we can mention, but one very creative one in the Eretz Chemda. Eretz Chemda is the sefer of Rav Shaul Yisraeli. Shaul Yisraeli, one of the Gaonims of a number of years ago. So he writes there in Shar Aleph in the sefer. He says, we know there's a Gemara in Brachas Daf Memches. We have a Chiyuv. Part of the mitzvah of Birchas Hamazon is to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Chemda Tova Rechava. So ask the Eretz Chemda, well, we're supposed to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Eretz Yisrael and then say, no, thank you. It's a given. It's a given of Berchas HaMazon. Right? Some place that you wouldn't think to look. Upashut, shetnai harishon lahakaras tova zu, he shalo yimasu ba'aretz, the yismuchu b'yishivasa, ki abocher lo li'yishivaso artzos chutz la'aretz, u'ma'adifim al Eretz Yisrael, hari u'magale b'maisa shehu mois, benachlas Hashem, ve'ina mode. It's like a child that gets, a parent gets a child something and say, you know what, thanks so much, but no thanks. It's okay. It's okay. How does that make the parent feel? The parent wants to give the child a present. Right, it says in every parsha in the Torah. So, and we have a mitzvah to be modeh. So he says, if we don't recognize that is the eretz hanefcheres, eino modeh veino makir b'skulosei amyuchados. So eich yitachin lomar shu modeh b'malas aretz, umodeh l'Hashem anach lazuv, umois b'befol, umayin l'shev esbav. Anyway, so he's in the Eretz Chemda. He says it's included in the mitzvah of Berachas HaMazon, among other many other suggestions. The Avnei Nezer, it's included in the mitzvah of Hachrim Tachrimim. And other suggestions. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, two dots. Nikva hakeva. If the stomach gets punctured, the keva, so that is also a trefa. Amar v'yosamar v'nachmeni amar v'oshia. Once we're on the topic of keva, right? Keva, we know, is one of the parts of the animal. We're going to get to this later in the Masechta. One of the parts of every animal that goes to the Kohen, right? We're going to get to later on, Perek Asiri, right? Daf Kuflamid. Hazaroa, Valachayayim, Vahakeva. Right, those are the matnas kahuna that we get from every chulin animal. So, the Gemara says, Chelev, Shalgabe Keva, Kohanim Nagu Baheter. Karebi Ishmael, the Chelev on the Keva. The Kohanim were Noe Keter. They say it's mutter to eat, right? Tosas points out, not just Kohanim, it just so happens that we give the Kohanim the Keva. But also Yisraelim too, that it's mutter to eat. Meaning, we don't assume that the Chelev on the Keva is included in the Isra of Chelev. Right, we know there is kosher chelev and non-kosher chelev. Non-kosher chelev is chelev, and shuman is usually the word that's used for the kosher fats. So, the chelev on the keva, the kohanim are noeg heter. The Ramban points out, al HaTorah, Vayikra, Paragimel, Pasuk Tes, that not all chelev that's burned on the Mizbeach is usher to eat, and not all chelev that is not burned on the Mizbeach is mutter to eat. Right, there's two different definitions. Those two don't exactly go together. That's the Ramban. Kol anikra chelav neasar, afo pishin akorv lemizbeach, kigon achelav shalat chol. on the spleen. V'she'eno nikra chelev mutter avavishu karav kagon klayos v'yoseres ben akavid v'chein ha'alya. So the Ramban says that don't think that they're the same definition. There's chelev and there's chelev on the mizveach, there's chelev and mutter and asur to eat. So keep that in mind, says the Ramban. So chelev on the keva, the kohen Noah Keter, like Rabbi Yishmael, Shomer Misha Mavosa, that quoted this from his forefathers. V'simanei, how do you remember that it was Rabbi Yishmael who said this? Rabbi Yishmael, kahana, messiah, kahani. Rabbi Yishmael, hakohen, which Rabbi Yishmael is this? That's a discussion that we've shown him. Is it Rabbi Yishmael, one of the kohanim gedolim? But either way, he was called the one that helps the kohanim. So where do we see that he's Messiah Kohani? Right? Mayhi Detanya. Kosevaruch was B'nai Yisrael. Rabbi Yishmael Omer Lamanu Bracha LeYisrael Mipi Kohanim. We know from Birchas Kohanim that the Yisraelim get a bracha from the Kohanim. L'Kohanim Atzman Lo Yalamanu. But how do we know where do the Kohanim get a bracha? K'shu Omer V'ani Avarachem. Havi Omer Kohanim Mevarachim LeYisrael. V'Kadosh Baruch Hu Mevarach LaKohanim. Ah! The Kohanim get a bracha from Hashem. Ani Avarachem is talking about the Kohanim. Again, Berchas Kohanim is a huge topic. Just to mention the Sefer Charedim. Sefer Charedim is a mitzvah for the Yisrael to be Mizbarech. The first Bir Halacha in Hilchos Berchas Kohanim, the quotes the Sefer Charedim on the Yerushalmi. That the Sefer Charedim, same author, that the is a mitzvah for the Yisrael to be Mizbarech. Maybe that's part of what Tosfos' issue in Rosh Hashanah. Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin asked the question of Bal Tosif. How do we blow so many kolos on Rosh Hashanah? Why isn't it Bal Tosif? So Tosfos various answers in the Rishonim. Tosfos' answer is, there's no Bal Tosif by doing a mitzvah many times. Blowing a lot of shofar, shaking a lot of lulav on Sukkos. There's Bal Tosif if you add a day. But doing, and he says, a kohen duchening five times. Kohen duchening five times a day. That's not Bal Tosif. So connected to that might be also because every Yisrael that wasn't Misbarech yet, this has a mitzvah. Right? So that's why it can connect to that Tosfos. But this is Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael says that the Kohanim get a bracha from Hashem. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Lamanu bracha liYisrael, mipi Kohanim. Mipi Agvura lo Lamanu. We learn a bracha to the Bnei Yisrael from the Kohanim. But how do we know that they really get a bracha from Hashem? Shomer, Vani Avarachim, Havi Omer Kohanim avarchim liYisrael, Vachadosh Baruch Hu maskim al yadam. The bracha is really going from Hashem to Bnei Yisrael. But Rabbi Akiva does not have a separate pasuk that tells me that Hashem is giving a bracha to the Kohanim. Ella Rabbi Akiva, bracha le Kohanim ina. How does Rabbi Akiva know it? Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, me avarech, avarcha mevarechecha. Hashem says, I'll give a bracha to those who bless you. So the Kohanim are giving you a bracha, so I'll give you a bracha. So, umay mesai Kohani. So, one second. So then both Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel are good for the Kohanim, so to speak. So why is Rabbi Shmuel the one that's called Messiah Kohani? Demuki la lebrechas Kohanim b'makam bracha de Yisrael. Because he gets it from the context of Berchas Kohanim itself. It's not just a separate bracha, but from Vavarcham of Arachecha. Period. The Rambam has an important lashon here. The Rambam in Hilchos Tfilah. The Rambam in Hilchos Tfilah, where Berchas Kohanim is discussed. The Rambam in Perak Tezvav. The Rambam says, Kohen shalo hayalo davar mikol elu advarim hamon nesesias kapayim. Right, a kohen does not have any psulim for duchening. Avo bish eno chacham ve'eno medaktik b'mitzvos. He's not the greatest medaktik b'mitzvos. O shahaya abrios meranin in acharav. O shaloya maso matano b'tzedek. He doesn't get along with people. He's not the greatest bal chesed. Harei zenosias kapav. If he doesn't have any of the technical psulim, he could duchen. Vein modin oso lufisha zu mitzvos aseil. Kol kohen v'kohen. It's a mitzvos asei for every kohen. Vein omrin la'adam rasha hosef rasha v'imanim in the mitzvos. Even if he's a Russia, we don't tell him, you know what? Don't do this mitzvah either. So, but if this guy's a Russia, how is this bracha going to help? Really, the bracha is from Hashem. Hakohanim osim mitzvah shenitztavu ba, v'kadosh baruch hu berachamav, mivarach Yisrael kechefso. Hashem is really the one that's giving the haskama, and that's what our Gemara says. So the Rambam gets this from. Right? The Rambam, Hilchas Tfilah, Perak Tezvav, Halacha Vav, and Halacha Zayin. Important Rambam. There are exceptions to the rule. We discussed at the end of Menachos, what if a Kohen is a Oved Avodah Zarah? What if a Kohen is a murderer? There are certain exceptions, but in general, this is what is discussed. There's a beautiful discussion of the Chashuki Chemed here, Vavarcha Vavarachecha. The case was, there was a man who lived in Yerushalayim, there was a man who lived in Bnei Brak. And they decided for a month they each want to switch dirot with each other. So they switched dirot. The Bnei Brak man went to Yerushalayim, v'chulu. A week into the switch, the Bnei Brak man living in Yerushalayim calls his friend who's in Bnei Brak now and says, "Hi, my daughter got engaged. I want to have a tzlaim in the house. Is that okay?" It just means that many, many people, the house is going to be full and packed. He says, "No, I don't want you to have a tzlaim in the house. I want an engagement party." He's like, "Why? What?" He says, "Let me tell you, because I got a bracha from my Rebbe recently. I got a bracha from my Rebbe recently. You know, my daughter is having trouble finding a shidduch, and I got a bracha, and his brachas are very powerful. You know what he said? Very soon there's going to be tznaim in your house. And now you're going to take my bracha. You're going to have tznaim in the house. I'm worried that the bracha is going to be mekuyam with you, and not with me. So that's not fair. So I don't want you to take it." So Rav Zilberstein says, "Lamaisa nira dafilu im nomar shabrachas olav miskayim b'tzoraim shalasheni mikol makom ulo yafsid b'kach meuma." Why? Schus havitur hu yizkel l'shidduch. You're mevater, fine, you can have it. That's the greatest chiddush in the world. And he quotes many fascinating stories about vatronis leading to zechuyas. And he quotes one story from Meir Shapiro, who quotes that the Polish government didn't give him a rishus to set up the yeshiva until after he paid a lot of money, shloshim elav zlotis, to the government, a tremendous amount. So there was one nediv that wanted to give all the money, and he says to Meir Shapiro, I'll pay the money to the government as long as I get your olam haba for setting up this yeshiva. So Meir Shapiro says, fine. As long as I get the Olam Haba for being Mevater by giving you the Olam Haba for setting up the yeshiva. So he said, fine. So you see, there's a lot of Olam Haba just being the Vatran. Okay, and he quotes other stories as well. He quotes another story. He says, "Maisa Shamati from a Jew who came to Yerushalayim who for many years didn't have children, and he heard from one shul, one tzaddik, Baal Mofes, that if you get Maftir on the first day of Rosh Hashanah in the shul, school in Ifla, to have children." So he came and he met the Rav before, and he's like, "Okay, great, come to the shul and you get the Maftir." And he's sitting there on the first night of Rosh Hashanah, and he sees somebody else sitting next to him. He's like, "Hi, how are you? Are you from here?" "No, I'm not." He's like, "Oh, I just came special for Rosh Hashanah because I heard if you get Maftir on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, you know, they zochet the children. I haven't had children." So this other guy who's there from before, he's like, "Now what?" So he said, "You know what? I'm not going to say anything." The next day, this original guy who met with the Rebbe beforehand didn't come to the shul because he went to the other guy to be able to get it. And mesupar that he had a child that year also, because it doesn't need the school of the maftir, but it's the vatronis. And a lot of this comes from chulin daf mem tes. Va'avarcha mivarachecha. I will bless those who bless you. Those who are bless you with the, you know, those who are bless you by being a vatron, so then they will get a bracha as well. Okay. Weiter. Rabbi Shmuel, Shamar Mishum Mishum Avosa Mahi. So where is Rabbi Shmuel who says in the name of his forefathers that the chalev is going to be mutter? Titania, it's called a chalev asher ala kerev. Vigomer lahavi chalev shal gabi adakin. Right, that includes the chalev on the intestines. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva omer lahavi chalev shal gabi akeva. Rabbi Akiva includes the chalev on the keva, so therefore you see Rabbi Shmuel is meko. He does not include the chalev on the keva, and that's why the kohanim were meko, like Rabbi Yishmael. But we learned in a brisa exactly the opposite. As a chelav asher ala kerev, Rabbi Shimon is our gear. So we look on the side, Rabbi Yishmael. Omer, ma chelav amachas es akerev, krum v'niklav. Just like the chelav on the kerev, what's the definition of chelav? It has a membrane that could be peeled off. Av kol krum v'niklav. So to any chelav that has a membrane and could be peeled off, that's chelav. Rabbi Akiva Omer is a third ingredient. Ma chelav amachas es akerev, totav. Krum v'niklav, it's totav, it's draped over the what's under it, and it has a membrane that can be peeled off. Av kol totav krum v'niklav. So you see, Rabbi Akiva is the one that is meiko, because the chelev on the Rashi explains, the chelev on the keva is not included, so it'd be just the opposite. So shalach ravim mishpeh Rabbi Yochanan, kach yatzah shalom mishnah. Keep the second version. Ve'efa kamaisa. Ma'echaz es dafak kamaisa efak basraisa. Right? Why do you change the first one? Shiny hacha, kima dektani ma dafka. Because here it has a svar, it has a drasha. It doesn't just say it. It has a drasha. So yachi Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva's. Then going back to the original, it's not that Rabbi Shmuel is meiko by the chelev, Rabbi Akiva is meiko by the chelev. Amar nachem bar Yitzchak, sha'amar mishum avosav alelo sfirulei. He's also meiko, he's just saying b'shem avosav. He himself is machber, but he's saying b'shem avosav le kula. Amar rav, chelev tohar, so same. Tamei, eno so same. So, chelev tar, once you have the intestines that get a nekev, and chelev is on top of it, so do we assume that that could close up the nekev? Remember we said before, certain other parts of the animal could close up the nekev. If it's just a scab on itself, it generally does not halachically close up the nekev. So what about chelev? Rav says, tar chelev, yes. Tame chelev, no. Rav Sheish Amar, echazev echazev, so same. No, all chelev closes up the nekev. Boy, Rabbi Zeira, chelev chayamai. Chelev is only usher by a behema. So what about chelev of a chaya? All chelev of a chaya is kosher. But what about the parallel chelev in a chaya that in a behema would be not kosher? Dafka Amar chelev tar, so same. Bahainami tahor. Is it all kosher chelev? And therefore this is kosher. Or do we say, no, there's something physical about the chelev tahar and the chelev tameh, and here, this the chelev of the chaya, which is the parallel, it doesn't have a tight fit, and therefore it wouldn't be so same. So Amar Abaya, Maiti Baile, what's your question? Nihid Deshroi Bachila, Ahudi Lo Mahadik. Abaya says, Lo Maisa, it's not Mahadik. Fine, it's mutter to eat, but here you need stima, and it's not stima yafe. Hahu nekev, desatma chelev tamei. There was a nekev that chelev tamei closed. And what we say before, chelev tamei according to Rav is not so same. Dasal kamei de Rava, amar Rava lamai nechushla. Right, Rava says, what are you worried about? Chada to ha'amar Rav Sheshes chelev tamei nami so same. Rav Sheshes argues. Rav Sheshes says even chelev tamei is so same. Va'od, the Torah chasa amamon and shel Yisrael. The Torah is chasla, mamon and shel Yisrael. Right, that is a sugya that we discussed at length in Menachos a couple of times. What is the source? Rashi here quotes one of the sources from the Torah's Kohanim by Nigei Batim. Right, the Kohen says, get everything out of the house before he declares it Tamei. Right, what is he worried about? When everything could just go to the mikvah. He was worried about the klicheres in the house that wouldn't be able to be nitar in the mikvah. So you see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about mamon and shel Yisrael. That's one makar, and then we have the other makar, vishkisa is bi'iram, you have to give water to your animals. But either way, that's what Rava says, the Torah is chas. Amalir Fabala Rava. One second. Rav v'isura de'oraisa. V'ata'at amrit, ha'torah chas al-mona she Yisrael. Number one, there are poskim that aser, and we're dealing with an issa de'oraisa. And you say, ha'torah is chas al-mona she Yisrael? How can you apply that principle when there's a Savi Daraisa here? Right, that shouldn't work here. So Rav said, Tameh is not so same, and Trev is an Issa Daraisa. So he was not so happy with Epsak. Minyomen kanduka iglile bastika deduvsha. Right, minyomen kanduka. Rashi says, mocher kadim. Right, he is somebody who sells pots. Right, there was a iglile bastika deduvsha. Right, he had a pot of honey. So again, this is nothing to do with treifas now, but the question is, similar conversation. What are you worried about? That there was some honey that stayed over open, and you have to worry about, is it gluyim, right, in terms of like the snake. So what are you worried about? Only three things have to be worried about the snake. Wine, water, and milk. And this is not one of those three. Right, same thing. Amalei Rav Nachman bar Yisrael Rava, Rabbi Shimon v'sakaras davashus v'yad amar haTorah chasa amonah she Yisrael. You can't apply haTorah chasa when there's an isurim or when there is sakana, and there with chash sakana. Rabbi Shimon mahi, where does Rabbi Shimon say that it is aser? D'tanya chamisha ein b'hamisham gilui. Only five don't have gilui. Achshashos tzir, fish brine, v'chometz, vinegar, shemen v'dvash umuryis. Rabbi Shimon omer afen yesh b'hamisham gilui. So Rabbi Shimon argues. Rabbi Shimon says it's aser. Amar Rabbi Shimon, ani reisi nachash shashat tzir betziron. I saw a nachash that drank tzir, fish brine. Amar lo, they said to him, shat yave. Oh, that was a deranged snake. That was a crazy snake. That's not normal. Ve'ein mevi'in rayim and ashotim. Don't bring rayim from shotim. How do they know that the snake was deranged? I don't know. Amar lo, so Rava says to Rav Nachman, odi li miyas betzir. So at least fine, admit to me by tzir. The Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua, Rav Banan, Kiave le Giluya, Shadi le Betzir. Because these rabbis, when they had a Gilui issue, they dafka threw fish brine in to neutralize the poison. So surely if this putting it in the first place. Amar le, odi li miyas betvash. Okay, fine, but you admit to me by dvash. The Rav Shimon ben Elazar, Koi Kavase. The Tanya, Vechena Rav Shimon ben Elazar, Oser, bidvash. And therefore, you have to aser by dvash. Again, all of these, Giluyim issues talked about in Shulchan Aruch about whether we're makel b'zman hazeh me'ikar hadin. The Shulchan Aruch says we can be makel b'zman hazeh by all the mayim gluyim because there aren't the snakes, and it's not a case of gzeira of a din that you need a bezdin gadol yoser lahatiro, because they say even bisman the original gzera, if there was a place there were no snakes, so then there weren't goes there, right? It's a case where the reason was built into the din. And therefore, if the reason doesn't apply anymore, the din falls away. The Vilna Gaon, quoted in the Pesachei Shuvah there, on Shulchan Aruch, says, no, it's still chayv akayim, the gra is very machmir, b'mayim gluyim b'zman hazeh, but again, the ikar adin, the Shulchan Aruch says that we're not choshesh, but again, these are the halachas that applied b'zman hagamara. Okay, we'll have to stop here by Av Nachman, by Hashem, we will continue, and again, this week's shiurim were sponsored Le'ilin Ishmas, Yerachmiel Shimon, Ben Yaakov Shammai, the Neshama should have an Aliyah.